Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild tonight. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear and pleasant evening, while Jerusalem remains cool. It's a warm night for outdoor activities in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, Turkey is building a new Sunni axis around Israel, taking advantage of regional instability earlier this hour. Also, I-24 News reports that Pezeshkian calls for ending the war from a position of strength. Meanwhile, Kalibaf warns that Iran cannot endure under economic pressure, as reported just 37 minutes ago. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that Turkey seeks an international arrest warrant for Netanyahu over allegations of genocide and crimes against humanity. This development emerged 2 hours ago. Separately, Mariv reports that Turkey's request for an Interpol red notice against Netanyahu is advancing. Interpol has yet to make a decision, coming in from earlier this hour. And finally, JTA notes that the UK threatens sanctions after Israel opens bids for E1 settler homes. This move has drawn condemnation from several countries earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, via Streetwise, reported just minutes ago that Netanyahu's office criticized Turkey's hypocrisy, calling Erdogan an anti-Semitic dictator and emphasizing continued Israeli force against threats to its security. Leslie Kojomovitz noted in a post from earlier today that GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson suggests foreign influence sways prediction markets against Republicans, urging Congress to investigate. Amit Sigal echoed sentiments from the Prime Minister's office, stating Israel's lack of impression with Turkey's stance and reiterating forceful actions against regional destabilization attempts, writing on X just 15 minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with Turkey's strategic moves, Walla reports that President Erdogan is capitalizing on Iran's weakened position and a regional vacuum. Turkey is working to form a new Sunni axis, potentially altering the balance of power in the region. This has significant implications for Israel's security landscape. Turning to the call for war cessation, I-24 News highlights Pezeshkian's appeal for ending conflicts from a position of strength. With Iran facing economic challenges, Kalibaf's warning underscores the pressures on Tehran's government. The situation may lead to shifts in Iran's international relations. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Turkey seeking an arrest warrant for Netanyahu raises tensions. Turkey's allegations of genocide and crimes against humanity target Israel's prime minister. This legal maneuver could strain diplomatic ties and influence international perceptions of Israel. In relation, Mariv's coverage of Turkey's request for Interpol's red notice against Netanyahu adds to the diplomatic frictions. As Interpol deliberates, the outcome may affect Netanyahu's international engagements and Israel's diplomatic standing. Finally, the UK's threat of sanctions, as noted by JTA, follows Israel's bidding for E1 settler homes. This decision has drawn criticism from European and North American nations, highlighting the ongoing international scrutiny over Israeli settlement policies. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that Zim posted stronger second quarter results, with revenue rising 9% to $1.78 billion. However, its proposed sale to Hapag-Lloyd remains uncertain. Separately, Israel Hayom Business indicates that the Treasury will likely remove its opposition to a defense budget increase. The budget could rise by 20 billion shekels, pending legal advisory approval during the election period. And finally, Globes notes that the Bank of Israel governor anticipates rising inflation. Amir Yaron hinted at no imminent rate cuts, suggesting possible financial adjustments ahead. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.